Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Derek Osborne.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And this is another edition of Intel on AI podcast. Today's guest is Justin Norman from Cloudera. Welcome.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Cloudera?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the Director of Data Science Research and Services at Cloudera. And what that means is I'm actually responsible for the machine learning and AI services portfolio that we have. And that includes Cloudera Fast Forward Labs, as well as our machine learning solutions architecture services portfolio. And that takes us all the way from machine learning strategy, all the way through implementation, production, and operations, and everything in between.
And a typical Cloudera customer, where are they on their AI journeys?
So Cloudera's customers are typically large enterprises, but we have customers all the way from small and medium-sized companies, all the way through the largest multinational international corporations that we have in the world. So with that, there are a number of layers of maturity, and some of those are data maturity. So people that have a large data platform and a very organized data background where it's easily searchable, it's well tagged and accessible, all the way through companies who are serving machine learning applications in real time to mobile applications. So they're all over the place. And it's a function of how much investment that they've made in both the data platform and also in the machine learning capabilities and skills, as well as where their skills are individually as a human resources component, as well as where the market is taking them in their particular industry. But we really do support customers along that whole myriad of different maturity levels.
And there are a lot of companies out there today offering AI platforms, AI tools. What sets Cloudera apart in terms of your guidance and services that you're providing to your customers?
What we're finding from our customer base is that there is definitely pullback from a lot of the hype cycle that machine learning and AI initially went through. Customers in the enterprise are interested in owning the future of their business. They know that machine learning is important, and they know that it's going to be a critical component of where they're going. But because it's not just some high-risk, high-reward investment that they're hoping will pay off, like maybe a startup might be wanting to do, they actually have to take a very pragmatic and deliberate approach to building these capabilities. So a lot of the enterprises we work with, they're very interested in how machine learning and AI can actually apply to existing processes and services, not just inventing new businesses. And when you have mission-critical or business-critical components that are being impacted by a new technology, there are things like compliance, security, and governance scale that become really important to make sure that are well-understood and well-instrumented before you just move forward and execute that. So our customers are really interested in a comprehensive portfolio. They need both the technology and the architectural support, but also the guidance and expert services to help them with all dimensions of the transformation to machine learning at scale. So what Cloudera has, because of that long-term investment in data platform that's happened for many years, is multifunction analytics, shared data. It's able to run really anywhere. But also with the addition of Fast Forward Labs and products like Cloudera Data Science Workbench, we have the tools and also that expert guidance to help guide our customers through the transition into an AI-first world. So what sets us apart is the ability to be able to take our customers end-to-end, right from the strategy and really understanding how to invest in this area through actually doing it at scale.
Could you talk about what would be the ideal scenario for a customer? Like, what part of the journey will they enter in at? What type of skill sets will the customer need to bring to the table to be able to use Cloudera?
There's really four different components. The first is really starting with understanding your data strategy and having a machine learning component of that. So this is, what is the machine learning product actually going to be for your particular company? Just because it is possible to do image analysis with a machine learning algorithm doesn't mean it's important to your particular company's product or your customers. And so figuring out how you want to apply that to the actual business component of what you're doing is really important. And so, of course, we have Cloudera Fast Forward Labs, which provides that strategic guidance and expert support for that kind of thing. Another dimension might be to talk about the people and organization side of things. So a lot of customers actually do have a really strong platform background, and maybe they actually have made some strategic hires in data leadership and machine learning and AI leadership. But the challenge might be that putting these people in the most effective place to be able to do their job may not be immediately obvious to the existing leadership. So think about data engineers or machine learning engineers, data scientists, traditional IT platform architects, as well as product managers. They're all really good at their individual jobs, but they're spread across the enterprise without a common focus. A lot of really negative things can happen, and especially in an enterprise where there's competition for resources and not always the clearest messaging about what the direction of the company should be overall. So that's another area of maturity where we have the ability to inform and to actually provide some support. Well, the last couple of things that I'll mention, of course, are on the use case or algorithmic side of things. So a lot of our customers actually do have a couple of really important ideas or areas in their business they know machine learning or automated solution could really impact and provide a lot of value. But figuring out how to match a technical solution or a machine learning solution to that without having to remake your entire business can be really challenging. So the algorithmic support or use case support is another area of maturity. And then finally, there's an architectural or technical side of maturity. So this is making sure that the data platform and associated tools are in the area, the best place that they can be able to support the kinds of workloads and the kind of use cases that are going to be really important to the business.
Yeah, Justin, I was thinking as you're talking about strategic hires and allocating human resources across a company that you don't want to waste your data scientist talent. I feel like Cloudera would really be an asset to a lot of different companies, especially if you have limited resources to kind of amplify what you do already have and what you already know. You mentioned the platform, and so I'm curious a little bit about the nuts and bolts on that platform. What's running it?
So I think a lot of people still probably think of us being synonymous with Hadoop, and of course that's a very strong capability that we have. But there's many other data capabilities inside of the ecosystem, things like Kudu, Impala, as well as SQL, that are now critically important to many data science, many machine learning workloads that are actually running in our customers' environments. What's been exciting over the last few months is since we went through the merger with our Hortonworks, we've acquired some really great capabilities in the security, so things like adding fine-grained role-based access control into the table layer, as well as having capabilities for enhanced data in motion. So things like NiFi and giving workflow support to streaming data.
And underlying all that enterprise needs for security, scalability, et cetera, I'm assuming that Intel processors come into play very much there.
Absolutely. And Cloudera and Intel have actually been in a strategic partnership that dates all the way back to 2014. In that 5 years or so, we've actually been working together to align not only our roadmaps, but also trying to make sure that we make sure our joint customers have the right mix of both hardware and software components that are going to serve their needs. What we really get is the best possible industry crosstalk to be able to build products and services that actually do cover the use cases and do cover that end-to-end workflow that I've been mentioning the whole time. So the partnership is really critical to all the things that I'm talking about and happens as a core foundational layer of how we plan.
Hey, I want to circle back a little bit to the beginning. You were mentioning some of the data science models that are available on Cloudera. Could you give us an overview of which models or what particular techniques you specialize in at Cloudera?
Yeah, sure. So I think this is a really important point. And we actually provide tools and capabilities, and we do not restrict the types of models, the types of algorithms that are able to be utilized by those tools. So think of us as providing that toolbox, and then you can build whatever you like with it, although we do have some background and some expertise on how best to use which tool for what projects. And so to get really specific about that, we're not so much focusing on the AutoML or point-and-click data science persona. And that's a really important toolkit, especially for things like doing parameter optimization. So stochastic gradient descent and Bayesian optimization are things that are really germane and important to data scientists as a whole. But we don't think that that's a point solution for every single problem. In fact, there's quite a bit of custom development that's going to be required to solve most enterprise data problems. And what we call that difference between the commodity solution and then all the things you have to do to make it work for you is the data product gap. So our tools are focused on actually closing that data product gap and making it possible for you to do these things in reality. So Cloudera Data Science Workbench is our primary machine learning toolkit. And what's really great about it is that it allows our builders to have the best of open source at enterprise grade, and then also to be able to take advantage of the ease of use and also the workflow management that you get with the Cloudera platform. So as a data scientist, I have the ability to perform my technical work, build that custom solution that I need without having to provision and manage and support an enterprise-grade production data architecture behind me. What we also like to do as we launch into our future products, we're wanting to be able to port these workloads from one cloud, whether that be your private on-premise cloud, across to the public cloud, multiple public clouds. And again, that gives you the flexibility to utilize different libraries and different algorithms that are available across those different cloud vendors or cloud ecosystems without having to come out of a particular tool ecosystem. And so that's really powerful, and we're very pleased to offer that.
So Justin, you know, we're so impressed with the breadth and depth of Cloudera's knowledge in the space. For those listeners who are interested in working with Cloudera on their AI journey, can you tell them how they can get involved?
The best way is to have a conversation with your local Cloudera rep, but the entry point can be in a number of ways. The first is through Cloudera's Fast Forward Labs offering, and I mentioned that before as an area to work on strategy research and application development, machine learning application development. We also, of course, have the Cloudera Data Science Workbench tool, and that's a great place to also enter. And then, of course, the traditional platform, and now being added a lot of fuel and energy with the upcoming release of Cloudera Data Platform. If you're interested in machine learning and what Cloudera is up to, we actually have a really great landing page, which will take you through all the services that I just talked about in even greater detail. And that's at www.cloudera.com/about/machine learning.
Justin, thanks so much for coming on today. It's really been a pleasure to have you on the show. This has been Emily Hudson.
And this is Derek Osborne.
And you're listening to Intel on AI.